WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, we did have some stormy weather and intense winds in parts of the state last night.
That's right. Some wicked thunderstorms rolled through mainly North Jersey last night. Some gusty winds, some very heavy rain. We are almost done with that at this point. Just two little pockets of rain left. One stretching from Seaside Park through Island Beach State Park and parts of Lacey Township. One more little shower coming through Hamilton in South Jersey at the moment as well. Skies will continue to clear. It's going to be a mostly sunny day. Dry and pleasant for your Wednesday. High temperatures about 75 to 80 degrees, just a little bit cooler than yesterday. Tonight looks good, partly cloudy, patchy fog, lows around 60, and then clouds increase tomorrow. It'll be warm, breezy, and summer-like with highs in the lower 80s. Could be a late-day shower or thunderstorm around tomorrow, too. New Jersey weather made possible by Jersey HVAC Pros. Attention, New Jersey businesses, your HVAC system and refrigeration are under attack. Save the day with the Jersey HVAC Pros. Visit HVAC4NJ.com. That's HVAC, the number 4, NJ.com. Jersey HVAC Pros, a whole new degree of commercial HVAC.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. New Jersey police are trying to find answers after a spate of anti-Semitic graffiti was found around the state in the last week or so. While at least one incident may be politically charged, the other incidents don't appear to be. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with more this morning. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is voicing his support for two people who support him, whose Hampton home has been the target of spray-painted phrases and swastikas 2 weeks in a row. Gottheimer is Jewish, a Democrat, joined by legislative Republicans yesterday. There's a $5,000 reward being offered, leading to an arrest. In Freehold, State Senator Vin Gopal is putting up a $1,500 reward for the toppling of headstones at a Jewish cemetery 2 months ago. We've told you about a hate message left on a synagogue's voicemail, and swastikas painted in Lakewood, too. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Step outside. Still a little damp this morning. Temperatures are mostly in the 60s. Touch of humidity in the air as well. It'll become mostly sunny, dry, and pleasant later, with highs about 75 to 80. Increasing clouds, warm and breezy for tomorrow, and a late-day shower or thunderstorm is possible as highs push back into the lower 80s, and then we'll take a look ahead towards your weekend in the minutes ahead. Also ahead on New Jersey's First News, a police chief suspended for saying he wished he could kill the council president. We'll have an update on that and the latest on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out of the 60s. We could push into the 80s again today. We will dry out. Still a little damp this morning after some wicked weather in parts of the Garden State last night, and that has lingered over a little bit into this morning. We'll have more on what you can expect in the days ahead coming up in just a couple of minutes. A lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford is condemning President Trump for mocking his client, who said she was sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers. Here's Trump last night at a campaign rally in Mississippi.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
Ford's attorney tweeted Trump engaged in a vicious, vile, soulless attack on his client, and described Ford as a remarkable profile in courage while calling the president a profile in cowardice. A Central Jersey school district is the target of a lawsuit over a boy and his nut-sniffing dog. The service dog is trained to sniff out peanuts, technically a legume-sniffing dog, but nonetheless, Bedminster school officials are refusing to let the animal into the school. The boy has a life-threatening allergy to peanuts, and his parents say school officials are putting his life at risk by denying the dog access to the school building. The State Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control is changing its tune on a recent ruling that would have limited the number of events microbreweries could hold every year.
Jamie Quelly, president of the NJ Brewers Association, says the ABC first established rules for microbreweries 6 years ago, when most viewed them as a place just to brew beer and sell it.
It's taken on a life of its own and a community of its own, and the industry has exploded due to the 2012 fix on microbreweries.
The newer rules limit microbreweries to 25 events per year and allow for the sales of packaged snacks, but not meals. ABC Director David Reibel says they'll pause enforcement to interview several stakeholders and decide on any changes. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:08. We told you that police chief in Englewood caught on tape saying he'd like to kill the council president but can't. He has been suspended. The mayor actually signed the suspension order 6 days ago, but said Chief Michael Chaffee had been ducking him. He was finally served on Tuesday. The chief, the mayor, the council president had repeatedly fought over staffing and morale issues on the force. Shore homeowners who directly rent out their properties have been on a yo-yo the last couple of weeks, concerned when the state indicated they'd have to start collecting sales and occupancy taxes, relieved when the state withdrew that guidance, then alarmed even more by updated rules that were published Friday night. The legislature is going to have to step in to fix things.
Lawmakers and vacation homeowners thought that when the Treasury Department pulled down its guidance on the so-called Airbnb tax, it was to clarify it would not apply to direct-by-owner rentals that don't go through a real estate agent. Instead, the rules were made even stricter, so Assemblyman John McKeon is sponsoring a bill to fix that by excluding shore counties.
At the end of the day, that's unacceptable. The legislation was never intended to do that, and so there's no question, administrative or otherwise, we'll put a bill on the governor's desk that will clarify and make certain those fees aren't due and payable.
The Treasury Department says federal law prohibits internet-only taxes. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A $500 reward is now being offered for help locating whoever hit and killed a dog on Route 9 in Stafford Township. Tana, an American pit bull terrier, darted into traffic. A bunch of cars had stopped to keep the dog safe. A woman even had Tana by the collar, but the dog broke free just as a car sped around the stopped traffic and hit her. She died later from her injuries. Fewer hunters are signing up for the bear hunt due to start on Monday. Only about 3,000 permits have been sold, about a third of what was sold last year. Many suspect it is due to Governor Murphy banning bear hunting on state-owned lands. Do you have a criminal record that is stopping you from getting ahead in life? New Jersey's expungement law has now been changed to help you.
Akhil Roper of Legal Services of New Jersey points out the revised law allows the court to expunge several different offenses committed during a crime spree, and it also cuts the time you have to wait to have your record wiped clean from 10 years to 6. He says this is important because if someone commits a minor crime when they're young, many years or even decades later,
the record of the criminal justice involvement will still stay on their record and can affect their ability to get housing, get a job, or to apply for schools.
Yet serious crimes like murder and rape cannot be expunged. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
On the campus of Rowan University, two students were pulled over and then held at gunpoint by police. It turned out to be a mistake. Cops were looking for a car used in a crime nearby. They thought they had the right one. They did not. Eventually, it all got sorted out, but not before students started tweeting out the incident and criticizing police for their actions. Rowan officials expressed concern, saying many students who witnessed the incident were traumatized. Cherry Hill is the latest to get a Trader Joe's. Company officials confirm they'll locate on the Town Place Shopping Center. They join other big box retailers like Home Goods and TJ Maxx, who have committed to the property along Route 70. Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:12. All that rain and stormy weather is moving out, and we are going to have some decent weather later today. Dan will have a peek for the rest of the week, and a recap of our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. Dan, I like what you've been talking about for the rest of the week.
Yeah, last night was, again, our only chance of substantial rain, and boy, did we see some pretty fierce thunderstorms pushing through northern New Jersey. We had a tornado warning last night around Sussex County. We had some wind damage in Ewing, New Jersey, in Mercer County. Things are much, much better this morning. We still have a little bit of rain passing off the coast of Ocean County and one little shower over Atlantic County, but we're just about done and dried out. Skies will become mostly sunny pretty quickly, I think. High temperatures about 75 to 80 degrees today. A hair cooler than yesterday, maybe a degree or two, but still quite a bit above normal for early October. Normal high temperature would be around 70 right now. Tonight looks good too. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, lows around 60. And another summer-like day for tomorrow. Warm and breezy, lower 80s. Clouds will increase throughout the day. Our next cold front is expected to arrive late day Thursday. And that's expected to bring a couple of showers and maybe some thunderstorms. Nothing like we saw last night. Just a little bit of rain, if that. What that front is going to do is cool us down significantly for Friday. Highs only upper 60s to around 70. It's going to feel like October again. Clouds will give way to some afternoon sun. Saturday stays on the cool side in the lower 70s with sunshine, but 80s look to return by Sunday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state,
around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, President Trump mocks Christine Blasey Ford at a campaign rally. Ford's attorney calls Trump a coward. New Jersey has given craft brewers a little more breathing room, suspending some controversial rules, limiting how many events they can have at their breweries. In sports, Severino will get the ball for the Yankees in tonight's wild card game in the AL. In the NL, the Rockies knocked out the Cubs 2-1 in 13 wild innings. Knicks at Nets tonight, an NBA preseason matchup. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News, time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. Just a little bit of rain left in Ocean and Atlantic counties right now. Otherwise, we'll dry out. Skies become mostly sunny today. It'll be dry and pleasant. High temperatures about 75 to 80 degrees, just a couple degrees cooler than yesterday. New Jersey First News, time still 519.
Steve Trevelise.
Thanks for taking my call. This has me totally fired up.
I'm glad I came up with something to get you to finally call in. Yeah. I knew if I worked at it long enough, you'd pick up the friggin' phone.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Wednesday morning. Midweek already, the weekend is in sight. And after some stormy weather last night, a little dampness this morning, we should have a really nice, dry, warm day today. Might have a little bit of rain to get through before we push towards the weekend, but I think you're going to like the forecast from Dan, and he'll have all the details coming up here in just a couple of minutes. New Jersey's official weather scorekeeper says the month of September was very warm and very wet.
State climatologist Dave Robinson of Rutgers says that while the final tally for how warm the month was isn't in yet, that said, he says it was
a very warm September after the fifth warmest summer.
Robinson says when the final records are in, the month will wind up in the top three warmest. As for rainfall,
it was wet in terms of just how many times it rained, how high the humidity levels were.
The statewide rainfall average of 7.59 inches made it the seventh wettest on record. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Environmental Protection Agency is announcing a $332 million cleanup plan for one of the nation's most contaminated freshwater sites. More than 100 companies agreeing to help pay for remediating Barry's Creek. That's the waterway that snakes around the western border of MetLife Stadium and the Meadowlands Sports Complex. A mercury processing plant operated at that site for more than 40 years till the mid-70s, leaving the creek with the highest levels of mercury and PCB contamination of any freshwater ecosystem in the nation. New Jersey native Whitney Houston, whose life ended tragically in 2012, will get the spotlight once again with a major museum exhibit in the same city where she was born and raised.
The Grammy Museum Experience Prudential Center in Newark plans to launch its Whitney exhibit on October 19th.
This is an exhibit that basically is a retrospective of Whitney's career from her earliest days in Newark, singing with the New Hope Baptist Church Choir, right up on through her final days and her long-standing connection to the Grammy Award show.
Founding Executive Director Bob Santelli says items on display include performance outfits, personal items like her childhood Bible, and rare performance footage. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The death toll from an earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia is now up to more than 1,400. The National Disaster Agency said more than 500 of the bodies have already been buried. The 7.5 magnitude quake and tsunami it generated devastated the city of Palu and nearby communities. The president was visiting the area Wednesday, and that death toll figure could still go up. Temperatures around the Garden State this morning, mostly in the 60s. We could see 70s and some low 80s today. The rain is moving out, and we should have a mostly sunny, dry day today. And then will this weather continue into the weekend? Dan will have a look at that coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, police around New Jersey are looking into a number of anti-Semitic incidents. None of them seem to be related, but they could use your help. We'll have an update on that. And business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:28. As we update business news, Asian shares are mostly lower on rising oil prices and lackluster Japanese data. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks ended mostly lower. Small companies fell again, even as gains by a handful of big companies pushed the Dow to an all-time high. Retailers, airlines, automakers fell, dragging the broad market indexes lower. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petrotoni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.